We back. Welcome to another episode of the Courtcast. It's not a regular episode. It's the full house, I promised. It's the part one of our playoff special. And there's about six men in this room right now who I hopefully believe all know basketball and have done their research. But first of all, as usual, is the leader of the blind witnesses, Tosin. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Also, the Black Skip Bayless himself, Femi, thank you for returning.
Absolution. Thanks for having me.
And if you listen to the first episodes, you'd remember OM, the man who loves Steph more than Aisha. Thank you for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me.
And then the second in command of the blind witnesses after Tosin, Jachi, thank you for coming back.
I only preach the truth.
And the only man who still reps James Harden in the year 2022. Neto, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Like I said, it's a two-part playoff series, and we're going to start with the play-in tournament. In the East, the Cavs, the Nets, Cavs, am I right? Nets, Cavs, Charlotte. Yeah. Charlotte's Nets, Cavs, Atlanta, and Charlotte. And in the West, Minnesota, Clippers,
Pelicans
and Spurs. So the first game, obviously, being the Cavs and the Nets. Who do you guys think is going to go with this one? Tosin, let me start with you.
I mean, you already know what it is. You already know Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, like Cavs, they have some key players coming back from injury. They have Mobley, I think is in like his maybe third game back.
Yeah, I think Jared Allen is coming back as well.
Jared Allen possibly coming back. But you know, we faced them, I think. Last weekend, and we gave them
give them that work.
If you want to say, KD did his thing, Kyrie did his thing. You saw what we did to Pacers. I mean, don't put too much stock into
like, you almost blew that lead, bro. Don't even trip.
We almost did, but if you watch the game, we actually weren't putting too much effort. We were just putting the ball in, weren't playing too much D. And it's Kyrie and KD. You can't go against Kyrie and KD. Like, we got that in the bag. So that's just
me. So that's the seventh. So you're saying Brooklyn takes the seventh seed and wins tomorrow?
1,000%.
Okay, Josh, what about you?
Yeah, the Nets are beating the Cavs. The Cavs don't have the players to match with like KD and Kyrie, especially if they go off. Like, you can't stop.
But we've seen situations where KD and Kyrie go off for a combined 85 points and the Nets still lose.
Yeah, but the Cavs, I don't think they have the firepower to, like, even if they, like, if they go off, you need to match the offense. And I actually think the Nets, like, role players will probably, step up, like, playoff time. It's time to, like, show your worth. I think Drummond is a very key piece.
I think they've got Seth Curry back as well.
Seth is back, exactly. And I trust those guys to at least make some plays. Like, so
now Seth didn't play last game, he's like nursing something, so I'm not exactly sure if he's back, but Drummond is back. Going into this playing, like, all the key role players are actually hitting their shots now. Patty has found his shot again.
Exactly.
Yeah. You actually need to apologize to Patty for what you said to him on the podcast.
Absolutely
last
not.
Owen, what about you? What do you think?
What do you think? Of course, Kyrie and KD are making it through, bro. KD's inevitable, bro. So I just don't think Cavs have enough.
So what I'm getting so far is you just cannot bet against Kyrie and KD.
Yeah.
Especially in playing tournament, bro, now.
Exactly.
Femi, do you have the same thought?
All I gotta say is Kevin in the playoffs is a different animal, but the same beast. And then you add that with Kyrie. Come on, man. What else are you looking for? I don't know about what the thing is. Darius Garland, Markkanen, all of them are great players. But it's one game to make the playoffs.
But you guys you still think it's the Cavs? It's the Nets?
It's the Nets. The Nets will win that one game for sure.
And Neto, what about you?
Yeah, the Nets are winning that thing easy.
Easy work. You guys are not considering the fact that the Nets play no defense and the Cavs have a top 10 defense in the NBA.
Defense doesn't matter when you're playing against KD.
Exactly, it doesn't matter. Your defense.
I know, but
it's like, great offense means great defense, bro.
But defense wins you titles.
But that of this is not a title. This is one game for your life.
If they have a good enough defensive scheme to allow Kyrie and KD go off and limit the effectiveness of the role players, then where does that leave?
Bruce Brown. They're not stopping Bruce Brown.
Stop. Just...
what I'll say is that worst case, KD in regular season games, he's more like calm. He's more like he likes to get other guys involved. But if he sees that guys are not going off, I'm telling you, KD is going to go off, bro. He's just going to go. Like, if guys are not hitting shots and the game is on the line, KD is just going to say, give me the ball and let me score.
I think what he did against Milwaukee, just him alone.
I think it's closer than you guys think. I'm still going to roll with the Nets because, of course, they have Kyrie and KD. But I think it's going to be like a one possession game or something like that. I don't think it's going to be a blowout like you guys are anticipating. But I think there's a general consensus that the Nets get the 7th seed.
Yeah.
So the 9th, 10th matchup between Atlanta and Charlotte. Who do you guys have in that?
I have the Hawks.
Hawks as well.
But that game is actually going to, that game will be a close game. I think that game really depends on I think Charlotte can win, but it depends on Bridges. It depends on if Bridges goes off. I think I trust Rozier and LaMelo to play well. But Bridges is like, I'm not 100% sure about him. And also Charlotte, Atlanta have like playoff experience from like the run last year. Yeah, from the run last year. And Charlotte is like, they literally lost the play in last year. And
I think they got blown out as well.
Yeah, they got blown out. Like it was bad. And they were the favorites for that last year. I don't think they have the experience or the pedigree to beat the Hawks. Especially Trae Young has been cooking, seriously.
Yeah, the man had the most points and most assists in the league this season. Femi, what about you?
I believe the Hawks have this one in the bag. The thing is, it's going to be a test of defense. Both teams are very young and they go back and forth, right? They easily get in transition. It's just who can get in transition, who wants it more, right? The Hawks have a way more playoff experience. So I think that's where they're going to rest their laurels on. But end of it all, I still believe Hawks have that in the bag. But it's not going to be as easy. It might be a 115, 112 type of ball game.
Yeah, it's going to be close. It's going to be close.
Neto, what about you?
I have the Hawks winning just because Trae Young has a playoff experience. They basically have the same team from last year.
I don't think John Collins is fit, though.
Yeah, the Hawks aren't as good as they were last year, but I think Trae Young is the best player on the court. Is a one game scenario. I usually go with the team that has the best player.
That's a fair point. Well, what about you?
Yes, same. I have the Hawks.
Wow, that's crazy. You guys don't like arguments more.
Nah, I have the Hawks winning as well.
We need to keep building this here.
As everyone has said, playoff experience, and I don't know. I just feel with Charlotte. I like them, but I don't feel like they're consistent enough because I feel like they're still experimental with
their offense can just go crazy any night, though. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. They're still a young team. They're a young team as well, so you never really know what to expect from them.
It's one game.
But it's one game as well.
But that's why I said it depends on the Hornets because they can go off, but I just don't trust them
They have multiple scoring options. They've got Melo, they've got Terry Rozier, they've got Miles Bridges, they've got Gordon.
Yeah, but all those guys, they're good scorers.
You can't trust them to go off on a regular basis.
Do you guess?
Yeah, but like I can trust them to go off on a one game basis. Like if I watch the game tomorrow and I see Melo goes off for 30, I won't be surprised.
But they choked last year.
Everyone else go off as well. Sometimes more time with Hornets, one person goes off, the rest are cold.
They also remember the Hawks beat the Sixers. They beat the Kaka. They beat the Guara.
They beat Doc Rivers, please. They didn't beat.
Bro, the Hornets choked last year in the same position.
What do you mean?
Last year, LaMelo.
You said no Doc Rivers slander. Don't let us start this podcast.
Yo, alive. Chill.
We haven't heard Tosi's opinion. Tosi, what do you think?
Sorry, Tosi, my bad, bro. It just
no, I think it just depends who's hitting shots. Charlotte, they average the third most points in the entire league.
Exactly.
Sorry?
I said exactly.
Yeah, the average third most points. Atlanta, they're no far behind. They average two fewer points. But when you think about it, like Atlanta, they don't have
Collins. John Collins. Yeah.
Yeah. And when the game gets tight, like I trust Trae Young more. Mm-hmm. I trust Trae Young more because he has done it in playoffs and you know he has proven it in a lot of situations. He got to the conference finals last year. But it's very difficult for me to pick one because if Charlotte, they're shooting on all cylinders, which they mostly tend to do, both teams can play defense. They can play defense. The game is going to like 120, like at the ball. It's very desperate, but I would love to go Charlotte.
And I'm going Charlotte as well because I believe LaMelo Ball is going to the playoffs this year. I think Charlotte is going to win the Atlanta Hawks by obviously like very high scoring game, probably something like 125, 120, something like that. But I think the Hawks losing without John Collins, I don't really trust them, even though they beat the Nets like a few weeks ago.
Trae Young can go off for 40.
I know Trae can.
He has that potential too.
I know he can go off for 40, but Melo can go off for 25.
Logo Trey's a lethal weapon.
Melo can go. I was telling you last week, he's one of the top 10 players you don't want to see on an island. But Melo can go up for 25 and 12. Bridges as well will go up for 20 and 10 rebounds. Or
Rozier is 26
and Scary Terry Rozier can put the ball in the basket as well.
I understand. I
they have, and they've got Kelly Oubre as well.
Bridges is third as well.
They've got Caleb Martin as well. Is it Cody Martin? One of the Martin brothers. Like
they
can score. Both teams don't play defense. That's facts. I just feel like Charlotte have the upper hand in this game, even though the Hawks have all the playoff experience.
We have to take into consideration their matchups this year. It's tied 2-2.
Exactly. And
the most recent game they played, Charlotte won. So it's not a dismissal. It's not like
I'm not saying it's gonna be easy. I said, it's gonna be a 115-113 game. But I feel like when it comes down to that fourth quarter, tight game, now it's time to execute. I trust the Hawks more. I trust the coach more in Nate McMillan. He's a way better coach than what the Hornets have over there. So
actually, when you have two teams that play no defense, it's going to be a blowout, one way or the other. Either one team is not shooting properly.
I don't think both teams are getting hot.
But
what I'll say is that the only reason I picked the Hawks is I just don't trust the Hornets. They literally choked this last year. They were the favorite team to win. They choked. So I just don't
know. Last year LaMelo was a rookie.
Exactly.
Let's
not spend too much time on the player.
Last year, Trae Young beat Embiid, who's an MVP front runner this year.
On the
that's experience.
Let's talk about the Sixers.
To be fair, that was
you guys think is
that's experience
going to win.
That was Ben Simmons.
So Tosin, you think the matchup for the 8 seed is going to be the Cavs against Charlotte? So who do you think is winning that? Just one answer, straight up.
I think the Cavs simply because they're the only team
that plays defense.
Yeah, that plays defense between Atlanta, Charlotte, and them. I think they're the only team that plays defense.
What about you?
And Garland is as unstoppable as Trae Young if it was.
That's
a bold take. That's a bold take.
Don't you guys want me to chill?
That's Kyle.
Don't jump me, guys.
The difference between Garland and Trae Young is Garland is not looking to score all the time, but when he wants to score, he can get
he's not scoring like Trae Young, bro.
He can get his separation.
We're not spending all the time.
Okay, let me just give my take. Cavs, I have Cavs, Hawks, but I have the Cavs winning just because they're a better team. But one
defense as well.
I can't count on
coach as well.
Yeah, better team, better coach, and defense, of course. But Garland's not seeing Trae Young. That's what I said. He's not seeing Trae.
No way. He's not seeing him.
With me?
Yeah, what do you think?
Bro, Cavs, no.
Cavs, 8 seed. Neto, what about you?
Yeah, the Cavs win, okay.
And Femi? 8 seed?
It's a DG.
Oh, Darius Garland. Okay. So now that I'm assuming we all have... Okay, no. Let's go to the West playing first of all. The Clippers and the and the Timberwolves. I think the Timberwolves have home court for this game.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ilu, potential coach of the year candidate. The Clippers finished two games above 500 without PG and Y throughout the season. Like I told first episode of this podcast, I said Ilu is the best coach in the NBA. They laughed at me.
To the Lakers.
They laughed at me. Now, now nobody can argue.
Bro, what the hell is
bro,
this?
Bro.
Oh my goodness.
Bro, but on the matchup tomorrow night, the Timberwolves versus the Clippers. Who do you guys have winning that?
Let me go.
Right, let's go.
I have the Timberwolves winning that.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That is serious. Why?
Why do you have the Timberwolves winning?
But they have, it's a one game scenario. They have three of the four best players. I'll take the Timberwolves.
Okay. Femi, what about you?
First things first. Is Kawhi and PG playing?
I don't know.
PG's playing.
Kawhi is definitely not playing, but I think
yeah, PG's playing.
If PG is playing, blowout.
Blowout.
Alright. let me give my
bold.
Take.
I like these bold things. I like
Nola, Timberwolves versus Clippers. Even if PG wasn't playing, I might still take the Clippers.
Thank you.
Completely honest with you. I might still take the Clippers. Thank you. I just feel like the Timberwolves are all noise. Timberwolves are all noise. They have no real playoff experience, just regular season.
Don't talk about Pat Bev plates on defense.
Regular
trying
season.
To deceive y'all, man.
They had one
that
winning.
That might just be running around.
One winning regular season in how many years? And these guys are all noise, talking like
bro,
they won the
Carl Anthony Towns.
Give me the Clippers
point,
every day.
Carl
Anthony give me the Clippers
the
and PG.
Point contest, and he's talking like he's bro. I hope that's not the only thing you win in your career, man. Focus on winning.
Man, do you know?
Give me,
you know,
give me
you
Paul
know,
George.
Why all this? Antibal slander.
Let me answer. I'll just give you just one statement, because you have Pat Bev, and Pat Bev is beverage. Beverage stands for below average.
And a side note, bring Tyloo to the Lakers.
Bro, just stop. It's not happening.
Not happening.
When, what do you think?
Bro, Clippers as well, man. At first, I thought PG wasn't playing, but like PG is back now. I saw what he did
in his first game against Utah.
Bro, I don't really think Timbo will stand a chance. I'm not gonna lie.
Justin, what about you?
Their matchup this year, they met four times and Clippers won three of them. And that was with
PG and Y.
And when I look at the trend with Minnesota right now, they've been losing a lot of big games towards the tail end of the season. And yeah, that says a lot. They've been conceding a lot of points as well. So I'm going to follow the trend and say Clippers.
I'm going with the Clippers too, for two reasons. First of all, Ty Lue, with or without PG, I was going to pick the Clippers because
exactly.
I believe Ty Lue can coach them to a win. And secondly, the Timberwolves was actually a very daft team. Like they're extremely daft. Like you look at I can't remember who they were playing against, but Ant goes off for 47 and takes like five to eight shots in a round, misses them all because he's chasing that 50 ball. And as he's chasing the 50 ball, they end up, I think they were up like 15, and then it becomes a 4-point game, and then they have to reset. That kind of thing can affect you come playoff time. I don't trust Carl Anthony Towns enough. I don't think
he's
going to
seem like Chicago Bulls is beating you. You know, there's a problem.
Without DeMar and Zach LaVine
and D'Angelo Russell is fake.
I don't think Kat is soft, in my opinion. Like, if it's Joel Embiid that's going up against Ivica,
no, it's not improved defensively either.
Exactly.
Year,
like, so. I honestly, I don't think
if he goes up against a proper center, he's definitely going to lose out.
I don't think the Wolves.
No, but the Clippers don't have a center now.
Zubac, I'm telling you, if it was Joel,
I
would exactly because Kat is just not that guy, in my opinion.
He was never that guy.
Are you guys serious?
Let's not lie. Zubac is not stopping this year's.
Like,
you don't need to stop Kat. You don't need to stop Kat.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need to.
Because even if you don't stop him, he's not going to go over 30. He's not going over 30.
Dominate. Like, one game for your season, like, Joel
I think
is going to go there and dominate. Kat is not.
Exactly.
I think he least. But the thing is, though. The thing is, though, I will give Kat this. He might be looking to change that narrative. This playing game.
Why?
Because of scenarios like this. You guys are saying the man is not like that. I believe.
Like that,
I believe.
The only reason I rate him is because he's dating Jordan Woods. We're going to move on from there.
There was a stretch.
Yeah, fair enough.
Femi, you can finish your point.
I was just gonna say, like, you know, there was a stretch where the man was just straight balling.
Yeah,
and he won like player, like he was playing, getting player of the week.
He was
every other week, all-star. Right? So, and it was an all-star this year. So I believe he might be looking to change that narrative. So we might, you should be expecting a different cat. But there's a better, the other coaching, the system on the other side is just, it's just different.
Definitely.
Like, what are they going to do if they ask DG to go off on a Iverson cut? Like, Timberwolves are daft.
Yeah, facts. From what,
Listen.
You know, I was just gonna say in their last seven games, the least amount of points they've conceded is 124 points.
No defense. That's what they say. Pat Bev tricky on, man. So the nine,
I'm not beverage, bro.
The
ninth, 10th seed is Nola and San Antonio. Spurs. One word. Who do you guys think is winning? Tosin, one word.
You know, my I can't give a word. I'm capable. My favorite team,
DeJounte Murray,
is Spurs. I'm gonna say New Orleans. Unfortunately,
Josh, what about you?
Because
yeah, Pelicans.
When
just have better players.
I wouldn't say Spurs.
I like. Wait,
sorry. There's a caveat. If Ingram is healthy enough to play, then Pelicans. But if he's not, then I'll say Spurs.
I like Wem's take. Femi, what about you?
CJ McBuckets.
Facts. Neto.
Yep. Pelicans.
I'm going Pelicans as well, just because of CJ.
CJ McBuckets.
That's exactly
what. Yeah, so, one game, just one game. CJ McBuckets.
So who do you guys think is getting that 8th seed, Tosin?
Pelicans versus Timberwolves, or Pelicans versus Clippers.
Yeah.
So Tosin, who do you think is getting the 8th seed?
I have. If Ingram plays New Orleans, if he doesn't, I have Spurs.
I'm talking about San Antonio Timberwolves versus Pelicans.
It's like the loser of the
winner of the 9-10 game versus the loser of the 7-8
game. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, the loser.
Bro! Like, while you're gathering your senses, what do you think?
Based on what I picked, I think Pelicans get the 8 seed.
So you think they'll beat the Timberwolves?
Yeah,
I like this.
He literally said my point. He's Spurs. I have Spurs at 8. But go ahead.
Oh, so you think the Spurs will win the Timberwolves as well?
Yes.
Okay, so Spurs at the 8.
That's disrespectful.
Pelicans at the 8. And Femi, what do you think?
I was gonna say at first my first pick was I said Wolves are gonna beat Pelicans, but I said again it's gonna be one game, and CJ McBuckets has been in that scenario way more than any.
Game 7 versus Denver Nuggets.
Timberwolves could ever dream of. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, I would just change my pick now and go with the Pelicans. Okay. And they have a... What's their big... They have a Valanciunas, right?
Valanciunas, yeah. He can shoot.
And if it's a better... It's a matchup. Matchup-wise, they match up well with the Wolves. Because Kat and... what's his face? Valanciunas. You have CJ McBuckets be with... on the other side for D'Angelo. So, like... To be honest, when you look at the matchups, you got to go Pelicans.
All right. Neto, what about you?
Of the Clippers, 8.
I'm judging you.
I have the Timberwolves beating the Pelicans. Yeah, because I think the Timberwolves will lose and lose badly to the Clippers. And I think they'll like... I read Anthony Edwards. I think he's going to like...
That's what I was going to say. Like, my last thing on the thing. I think Ant is going to be the X-factor.
No going outside. Exactly. I feel like he's not going to go out that bad.
X-factor.
And against the Pelicans.
If he goes off, then they will win.
Yeah, I think they beat, if he doesn't, I think they beat the Pelicans.
Then nothing for them. Okay, so now we've settled our play-in game. So let's go to the playoff bracket.
Now we're ready.
The playoff bracket. Unless you guys want to start east or west, where do you want to go?
West.
Okay.
West.
West is hotter, so West should come last.
What do you mean West is hotter?
West is easier. So let's go start with the West and then we go to the East.
So based on your argument,
West supposed to Warriors now.
Based on your arguments, the Suns are the one seed, and majority of us picked the Wolves or the Pelicans or the Clippers as the eighth seed.
Or the Spurs.
Do you see or the Spurs?
Sorry, sorry, Spurs.
Any, do you think any of those teams stand a chance against the Phoenix Suns?
Hell no.
I don't know.
I think the best that can happen is the Clippers win a game against the Suns.
Yeah.
And it goes five. But every other person is a sweep.
Mm. Clippers can win two games, actually, but everyone else is still.
I think one
game. I agree.
With Paul George, like if Paul George decides,
they can win two games.
If Paul George decides,
two games, but every other
way, I don't know about George Powell.
There's something wrong with you, fam. This is not 2020 anymore.
We move.
You guys don't think anybody stands a chance against this one? Well, that was
crazy. No way.
No, that for me, it's 4-0 all round, like.
But it's not to meet that much soon.
Anyone who
wants exactly when they come up against the
2-7 San Francisco Grizzlies,
they'll clear you guys now. Wait,
the Grizzlies against the Clippers or the Pelicans or the Clippers or the Timberwolves? Who do you guys have?
And the Spurs. Oh, no, God, sorry.
No, the Spurs can't make 17.
Yeah, I have Grizzlies, Clippers, and Grizzlies win.
You have
Grizzlies.
You have Grizzlies versus Clippers.
Grizzlies in how many games?
It depends on PG. Depends on PG. On what PG turns up.
But I think only get one from the clip.
I give them two. I get them two. I get them in six.
Femi, what
Grizzlies
about
Grizzlies in six.
This is the first, gentlemen. And I want you all to sit back and relax. Okay? If PG plays, the Clippers are winning.
You're not. You didn't just say that, fam. You did not just say that.
I did say that.
You did not just say that.
That might not be the most outrageous take we hear today.
I can believe
the Clippers. I like because the Grizzlies have no experience, bro.
I don't know. The Grizzlies went 20-5 without Ja Morant.
Yeah, but they're very good. That's why I'll say that.
You have to understand.
Playoffs are so different.
If the Clippers are different.
These guys won. This is what Atlanta did last year with no playoff experience. That's what it's most.
But we've seen the Jazz. We've seen the Jazz take like the first second seed for how many years and do nothing.
If the Clippers are to win this series, Paul George is going to have to go off. Like he's going to close to 30.
And I, to be honest, of course. To be honest, for some reason, I'm anticipating that.
Can do this.
Okay, OMC, I'm guessing you have the Clippers winning the Grizzlies as well.
No, possibility of Clippers winning still.
Yeah.
How many games do you see it as a 7-game series?
5-6.
All right. Well, Tosin.
I think with a healthy Paul George averaging 40 points, the Clippers will lose.
Oh, I'm dead.
You said the Clippers will lose. This guy.
I have Memphis winning in at most 5 games, but it's a possibility for 2.
Hell no.
Alright, Neto, what about you?
At first, bro.
So your matchup is Grizzlies versus Timberwolves because you had the Timberwolves at the 7th seed.
Grizzlies are still winning 5. Is anybody who wants to collect?
Okay. So then the 3-6 matchup, the Warriors versus...
I'll be so happy when I...
The Warriors versus the Nuggets. OM, I will start with you. Who is winning this series and why?
Just W sweep now. Come on.
Sweep! Oh, you're God. Tripping!
My God! I hate this guy so much.
You're tripping!
Oh, my God.
I'm joking.
Absolutely trifling.
I'm joking. I'll say 6 games, just W. Because
why?
I mean, they've had matchups this season, and good even when they were weaker.
I swear they won 2. Denver won 2 though.
Did they?
Denver won 2 of those games.
Bro, there was a game that Denver won when we were up. Like
won Steph, Clay, Dre, none of them played. It was Jordan Poole, mm-hmm. Damian Lee. And then the second one was when Yoke did that outrageous thing where they won by one point.
The dogs like that Denver got by us during regular season was mostly lack of concentration or, you know, no, not all our guys played. I'm saying like come playoff time, we step back, inshallah.
And Draymond is back as well.
Draymond is back. Clay is cooking now. And, you know, Jokic has some tough times against Kevin Looney. So I'm saying Golden State dog.
Golden State in 6?
Yeah.
Femi, what about you?
I have the Warriors in a close series in going to go six, but every game is going to be closer than everybody anticipates. Because
I agree with that.
One thing y'all don't realize is, if you look at the advanced stats for Jokic, what he is doing with the teammates around him.
I realize.
It's outrageous.
I realize.
And now you have time to now game plan for Klay, Dre, and Steph. And take this in. They're not at their best. They're all coming in compromised.
Facts.
Like I think the first two games,
I think Dre and Klay are fully healthy.
Dre, okay, you could say that. Oh. But when Steph comes back, and you know how Steph doesn't just come back
exactly.
And come back firing.
He doesn't.
So I expect the first three games to go be very close, to be competitive. And it might go six, but Warriors are gonna talk that out. It's gonna be closer than you think.
Okay. Jachi, okay. Tell me your.
I have a game seven. But
wow,
this game seven depends on Steph. The whole series depends on Steph.
Facts.
I have Jokic carrying the Nuggets to a game seven. And if Steph doesn't show up, Nuggets are winning. But I believe Steph is showing up, and I believe that Jokic can overcome a lot, but he can overcome Steph, Klay, Dre at their best. If Steph turns up,
Tosin, tell me what do you think straight up?
Yeah,
I also have it going like seven.
Wow,
but I do think Golden State will win, unfortunately. they just have too much. They have Jordan Poole. They have Wiggins.
Yeah, we didn't talk about JP.
Guys to show up. They have Thompson, and Thompson is playing his best basketball.
Exactly. Yeah.
At the end of this season, now they have Kuminga. Nobody should sleep on that guy.
Come bucket.
That's
his nickname. Hey, that's what they call him. They call him the Come Bucket.
Is that what they call him?
I have Golden State winning in at most seven games. Yeah.
Neto, what about you?
Golden State in six.
I like this guy. He just states his like, you know, if you want to argue with me, come and argue with me. But unfortunately,
come for my documentary.
Oh no, we're not about
Let's
to do
not
this.
Start.
Please.
Let's not stop.
Please.
Don't be as dimension so much.
The last matchup of the first round, the Jazz versus the Mavericks, and obviously with the new star Luka.
Bro, you didn't give your take.
Oh, my bad. Warriors in six. It's going six games because Steph is not going to be healthy for the first game or two, and I don't know how he's going to come back. If Steph was healthy throughout, Jokic wins one game max. Like, you guys are completely sleeping on Golden State Warriors with Draymond Green. You saw what they were doing.
I'm not sleeping. You haven't seen my bracket. Sorry, no, I'm sleeping.
You guys are sleeping.
This is with a healthy Golden State team, like the one we saw through this season with Steph, Klay, and Dre. It's five games max.
Okay, next matchup.
Next matchup. I think that's the last for the first round. So we're going to
Mavs Jazz.
Mavs Jazz. What's wrong with me? Obviously, with the news that Luka is out for 1 to 3 weeks, your opinions might have changed. So let me hear it.
I have the Mavs.
Neto, you have who?
I have the Jazz. I think,
oh my goodness.
Can you let me finish before you charge your shit?
So
I think if Luka is healthy, the Mavs definitely winning. But if Luka misses the first few games, I think the Jazz will win.
So Jazz in?
Jazz in five.
Jazz in
six. Depends on when Luka comes. It depends on when Luka comes back. Because the guy was wearing a protective boot today.
Yeah,
he's not just going to wake up. He's not just going to wake up tomorrow healthy.
That's a fair point. Femi, what about you? Try to keep all bias or agenda away from this, please.
At this point in time, it's fluid. You got to have some shake to it.
It's fluid.
Trust me. it's a calf strain. And a calf strain is at least 3 to 4 weeks. And if you project that to the playoff games, he's maybe missing three games. And three games in Dallas Mavericks universe for in the playoffs is It's a light year. It's a lot of time.
Especially without Tim Hardaway.
It's a lot. And that will be it now for my boy Spencer and his sidekick, Jalen Brunson, to step up, right? And the thing is, the Jazz, if we're saying three games, best of three games, I have to give it to the Jazz first. Why? Because they just have the better team for those three games, mm-hmm. right? They don't have comparable talent, right?
Yep.
And the thing is, Donovan, I don't know. He's not there yet. So if Luka gets back for the, let's say, the last four games now, I'd say match in seven.
I actually love that. This is the first admission of Luka being a baller from Femi. I appreciate that. Tosin, what about you?
If Luka doesn't play the entire series, they're out in five. But if Luka comes back at any point in the series, I believe Luka has played through injuries like over the past couple.
Dropped 45 on an injury.
Exactly, on one leg.
Last year.
Yeah. And he might get like maybe an injection to like relieve some sort of pain or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do. But if Luka plays, then I have Mavs winning. But if he doesn't, I have Jazz winning.
All right. Well,
in my opinion, if Jazz want to win, they have to fast and pray that Luka doesn't come back. So, unless they do that, and if Luka comes back, then they're in trouble. If Luka doesn't, then we take the series. It's just as simple as that.
So, you don't have an estimation of games. It's just when Luka comes back or not.
Yeah.
Judge, what about you?
Give Luka one leg, then win the series. But the Jazz can't... If you give the first three games, Luka out, the Mavs might be able to steal one.
That's
maybe.
Exactly what I was going to say.
And if they steal one, it's game over. Because Luka comes back with at least one game. Just give Luka one game, he will win the series.
I beg. Give Spencer one game.
The Mavs are very lucky that they got the Jazz in the first round.
Exactly.
Because Luka can afford to miss three games, but they still won. And then they end up winning the series in seven. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
But let me ask you this, Faye. For them to steal that one game, who has to go off?
Can I hear you? Spencer Dinwiddie, Jalen Brunson, and Dorian Finney-Smith.
They have to go off. Yeah, they have to go off.
All of them have to
three,
go off.
Them three, yeah, and then Dwight Powell and who's your second center?
And the Jazz have to choke as well.
But the thing is, that's the thing. Like, the Jazz are well known for choking.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I think the Mavs.
That's what I'm saying. The Mavs are very lucky that they got the Jazz in the first round. Because any other person will have been, you know, finito.
Yeah.
Second round.
So the second round for the West, it's the Suns versus the Mavs or the Jazz and the Warriors versus the
Grizzlies
or the Clippers.
So let's start with Warriors.
Wait, say that again. What's the matchup again?
Suns versus Clippers or Jazz and Mavs. This is where it gets real. We might spend a lot of time on this. And the Mavs versus Clippers. Sorry, Suns versus Clippers or Jazz and the Warriors versus Grizzlies or
Suns versus Mavs, Grizzlies versus Warriors, basically, for everybody's team.
Pretty much.
No, for me, I have the Jazz for now.
Okay, then Suns versus Jazz.
Yeah.
So, Suns versus Jazz. Let's start with you.
Yeah.
Let's start with you. Suns versus Jazz. Who do you have?
Suns versus Mavs or the Suns? Luka can overcome that. It depends. Maybe six games.
Suns in six?
Yeah, six.
Tosin, what about you?
Oh, so it's Suns versus Mavs?
Or Jazz. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if Luka is fully healthy, if Luka is there and they make it to the second round, I have... That's tough.
It's actually tough.
That's a very tough matchup.
Because I might say seven, actually. Suns and
Mavs
seven,
play defense.
That defense is crazy.
I'll just go Phoenix because
Phoenix and what?
Together as a team, they're crazy. I'll say Phoenix in, if Luka is there, I'll say Phoenix in maybe six or seven.
Yeah.
But if it's against Utah, Phoenix in like five.
Yeah. When what about you?
That was a my take.
Yeah, I'd say Phoenix in six. Because I just think like
against Phoenix, any of them?
Yeah, I just think Phoenix are much better team than both teams.
Neto, what about you?
Yeah, Phoenix and six. I think they can go seven with the Mavs, but I think Phoenix and six.
Okay, Femi.
Well, Dennis, I don't have any expectations for the Mavs, so. So Phoenix in five.
Okay. If Luka's there,
okay. Even if Luka is there, I don't give a
okay. damn. He does mention Luka to a Luka hater. He doesn't care.
I need another solo camera. Mavs in seven.
I don't hate that.
Mavs in seven.
And you with, want me to relax
with Luka?
And you want me to relax,
bro? Mavs playoff experience, bro.
So long
you,
as
I don't want to hear it. So I don't want to hear it.
It's not
so
happening,
wait.
Bro.
So long as Luka Doncic is Luka Doncic.
Like exactly. If he's healthy.
Injury does not compromise
not him.
Yes. The Dallas Mavericks will win the Phoenix Suns in seven games. It's you can happening. Book it. Put me anywhere you want.
Actually, I'm...
Center,
I'm
ESPN, anywhere.
I'm changing my pick. I'm changing my pick.
Mavs
I'm changing my pick.
Seven.
You have to understand that if Luka is dropping 40, Booker can drop 40 as well.
I do
thank
not
you.
Listen, listen,
you
have
Mavs don't have a Chris Paul.
I do not care.
Their center, Phoenix center is going to cook Mavs center.
Are you guys hearing me?
I love Mavs. I love Luka. Nah.
So long as Luka Doncic is Luka Doncic.
Yes.
Luka Doncic is last playoffs. What happened?
Games. I'm using everyone else. I don't care.
I'm changing my pick. Mavs in seven. I'm changing my pick to Mavs in seven.
Thank you.
Mavs in seven.
Thank you. Mavs in seven.
If Luka is
very wild take.
If Luka is Luka, he's the best player in the series.
Mavs in
yeah,
seven
he's
games.
He's the best player. Smart. Agreed.
But they're not the best.
The Mavericks played.
Wait, who is the second best player on Mavs?
Who is there?
Probably Spencer Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie. Okay, do you want to compare it to the third best player on Phoenix? They have the Carl Bridges. That's
great,
their fourth
player.
Best
great,
player. Great players. Great players.
I've said
great players overcome great teams.
I've
great
said
players overcome
piece.
Great teams. So
Mavs,
Booker isn't great. Booker
I have said
great.
My piece.
He's not Luka.
Josh, you don't need to argue. I've said
my
piece.
Yeah, but Booker's not Luka. Don't cheat. I know he's not Luka. It's Booker.
You guys, we have to move on. But Mavs in seven. I've said my piece.
You guys,
Grizzlies.
That's crazy.
Warriors, Grizzlies.
Booker's not outscoring Luka in any game.
Warriors, Grizzlies.
I know that, but in addition to like the players they have, their center, their Mikal Bridges,
Warriors, Grizzlies, fam. Warriors, Grizzlies.
Okay, let me start. Warriors in six or seven. It could be six or seven. I don't know, but Warriors are winning because that's like, especially if they beat the Nuggets, they would have hit that stride. And then I don't see the Grizzlies beating the Warriors.
Okay, when
they hit that stride,
Warriors.
You know how much I hate this matchup.
Honestly,
this is the one team in West I hate,
especially what happened in the playing last.
Playing
was like, without the boys,
especially with. Like, the problem with Warriors is that they don't have a solid rim protector. And Ja can get into the paint and do whatever he wants there. So that's like our weakness against Memphis. And then sometimes, for some random reason, Desmond Bain decides to act like a madman against Warriors as well.
Last
like,
year, it was Xavier Tillman as well.
That team, bro,
yes.
they love the Warriors. So I would say Warriors in seven.
Neto, what about you?
Grizzlies in seven.
I like Neto, man. If you want to argue with me, argue with me.
If you want to talk now.
Why Grizzlies in seven? Why Grizzlies in seven?
Let me finish now. The first six games will be an evil matchup, and the seventh game is in the Grizzlies' house. I'll take Ja Morant in game seven because I know Ja Morant will show up.
Wait. You're taking Ja Morant in a game seven over Stephen Curry.
I'm taking them at home.
Okay.
I don't think home court is enough for Jab.
Justin, what about you?
I have multiple blowouts here. every time the Jazz wins, it's going to be a blowout.
You mean the Jazz?
I'm sorry, not the Jazz. Memphis.
Warriors.
Okay. Every time Grizzlies win, it's going to be a blowout. And I have Memphis winning in 5 games.
That's crazy.
Can you remove this guy? Can you remove this guy?
That's a take.
That's too sensitive by us, bro.
That's a take.
I need to know, what's your thoughts?
Warriors are still a very good team.
Yeah, you have to look at the recent trends that is going on.
But then it's been pretty even.
It's been pretty even.
Exactly.
But Memphis play better defense.
Than Warriors.
You put too much stock into the regular season.
Damn Warriors.
Yeah, I'm gonna put stock in there. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna put stock in there because
what does it mean?
Wait, you have to think about when.
So were you predicting the Jazz to win all those series in all these years they were getting the first seed?
No, because even in big games, they don't really win in the regular season. But in big games for Golden State, they actually don't win. Like, okay.
Golden State.
Femi, what do you think? Who's
going to
First of all, my mind is just being, I'm just blown away. I'm honestly just blown away. I can't even comprehend.
My Maverick take.
I don't. All of you are just for some reason. I'm lost. I'm genuinely lost. Someone talk about somebody in 7. Something math in 7. Where is this coming from?
Oh, you're still lost in the sun.
He's so upset. Wait,
like I'm lost, listeners. Like. Bro, a team that won 65 games.
I need your pick.
That's 2000. That's 1942. You're talking about 1942.
I need your pick, fam. I need your pick.
You know what? I did pick the Clippers to beat the Grizzlies, so I'm picking the Warriors to beat Clippers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's move on.
That's cool.
Yeah. The worst.
So now we have a conference final matchup. Now everybody decides their conference final matchup. So I'll go first because I think the Warriors are beating the Grizzlies. I would really love to go to the dark side, but I can't bet against Steph Curry and Trey.
Exactly.
So yes, Warriors, you can bet against Steph every single day.
Warriors against the Mavs in the conference finals. Mavs in 7. This is the trend for the day. The Dallas Mavericks are going to the NBA finals. So long as... Let me tell you guys something.
Oh my dear.
So long as Luka Doncic is Luka Doncic, right? I'm picking based on if Luka is like, you know,
yeah,
doing what I expect him to do. The Dallas
what
Mavericks
are
winning
saying,
in 7 games.
That's not how Luka Doncic previous playoff games.
That's not even how to predict. You're talking about if Luka does what he's meant to.
Because he's injured, that's fair.
Enough defense. That's exactly the reason I'm saying if Luka does injured. Because he's injured. It's not because
I'm telling you, nobody's going into the
so just tell me that right now you think Mavs will make it to the NBA finals.
Bro, I picked them to make the conference finals, and I trust Luka to go 7 games with the Warriors. It's a tussle, but I'm going with the Mavs in 7 games
because I just
feel like Luka is just—he's going after. Bro,
yeah, I pray Luka comes back fully fit. I will get
off
the
first
round.
Jason Kidd has done an incredible job.
The Mavs play defense. They switch. Dwight Powell is protecting the rim extremely well.
You just mentioned everything Phoenix Suns do better.
And they have plus Luka Doncic.
Luka! He's generational.
This guy is the truth. You guys are sleeping on Luka too
much.
No,
please. I have the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals. I'm sorry.
You have Mavericks in the NBA Finals.
Too. No.
You
have the Warriors. But Luka's not going outside. He's fighting like...
I can respect that. Who am I going to think? Conference finals. Warriors Phoenix.
Warriors game 7.
We know
Warriors game 7.
Neto, what about you?
Suns in 6.
Femi, I'm extremely sorry for what I said. But please, can you tell us who you think is going to win a conference finals between the Warriors and the Suns? Please, Femi, I'm sorry. Please.
Suns are Grizzlies.
I have the Suns in a close game 7. maybe the Warriors might win it, but it's a close. It's going to be a close game seven, yeah. And they'll just have, I don't know. Maybe the Warriors win it. Maybe.
Femi, please forgive me.
don't ask for forgiveness. You need to, you need to understand the truth.
So, what Luka. About you?
So my final is between Memphis and Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And I have. It's going to game seven.
Game seven.
And I think it's going to the last possession. And between Booker and Ja, I'm picking Booker. So ooh. I have
fun. So you have Phoenix in the finals.
Yeah.
You guys are all boring.
Phoenix in the finals. Hell no.
So let's go to the East. Like, yo, you guys are not, stop acting like I'm crazy. Like I'm being
You're not crazy. You're not crazy, bro. You're not crazy now.
Like,
I see your vision, guys.
It's actually not crazy, bro.
I see your vision. I see your vision.
God bless you.
Phoenix. I see your vision, bro.
In the East, you guys, we have to hurry up. In the East, the Nets versus the Cavs. Who do you guys have?
Oh, yeah, Nets.
Sorry. The Heat versus the Cavs. The Heat versus the Cavs.
Heat versus Cavs, yeah. Femi, okay, yeah, I have the Heat.
Femi, please, we're sorry. Femi, please.
Yeah, I have Heat in five. I have Heat in five.
Tosin, what about you?
I have Miami in 5-6.
When?
Yeah, I'm looking at Cavs and Heat head-to-head, and it's pretty close.
So who do you have?
I'm going for an upset. Cavs.
And I'm crazy for thinking the Mavericks are making the NBA Finals. Cool, say that.
The Heat. That one makes
Femi,
sense.
Femi, what about you? What do you think?
Heat.
Heat in what?
Cavs, man.
Heat in what?
Heat in six.
Cavs. Oh, bro, embrace the truth. Yeah, embrace Luka. Embrace him.
Bro, you don't have to be sad.
Okay.
He's bringing joy to fans.
You guys, we need to hurry up. We need to hurry up. Second, so it's the Boston Celtics versus the Brooklyn Nets. Now, this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is extremely tough. And I want to start with Tosin because he's the Nets fan. So, Nets.
I think this is possibly the worst matchup
for Brooklyn.
Outside of Milwaukee for Brooklyn. But, you know, I can't go against my boys. I have Nets in five.
That's and I'm crazy for saying the match.
No, wait. There's a caveat.
Because of time warp?
No.
Hell no.
There's rumors or there's reports that Ben Simmons will be back.
Oh,
anybody give a damn about nobody Ben Simmons? Like, bro,
just piss me off with that thing.
Yes,
you guys be enlightened. You guys, open your mind and be enlightened.
Come into it
now. Wait. Be enlightened. Comparing Kyrie guarding possibly a
Marcus Smart.
No, that brown dude and Tatum.
He's not guarding them.
No. Sometimes when they switch,
sometimes it might fall
into them.
If they want the switch, they're getting the switch.
Five games.
Wait. I let you talk about Mavericks, though.
Oh yeah, go on, go off.
So first of all, if Ben Simmons is playing, that means for the most part, our center is probably going to be Ben Simmons or KD. Now that means everybody's mobile, and when that means most switches. Almost switch would like favor Brooklyn. You feel what I'm saying? We have Bruce Brown, my guy. We have
Hey.
Let's move on to the next person, isn't it?
let me focus on what you said. You said if KD and Ben Simmons are playing the five, who's protecting the rim?
Either.
Come
if
on.
If KD is protecting the rim and KD's in foul trouble, who is going to score for the Nets?
Who?
KD is not going to get in foul trouble.
They put you in foul trouble, right?
No. Wait.
Bro,
you guys know we actually switch. We actually switch all
you,
through.
You so can't expect
Simmons. Yeah, that's why you guys don't play defense now.
We have Drummond off
the
bench.
You guys don't switch.
We have Drummond off the bench.
We have Claxton off the bench. So if KD has like a
look how you just called Claxton.
You guys are name hunting. That's the problem. If you actually watch the games, Claxton is our best defender.
Claxton is not that guy, bro.
He's one of our best defenders.
Jachi, who do you think?
I have the Celtics in seven. But if Simmons comes back, Celtics in six.
Nets in seven.
Neto.
I have Celtics in seven. If Simmons comes back, then Neto, what about Celtics in six.
Celtics in six.
Femi, I need your opinion, please.
Brooklyn in seven.
What?
Brooklyn in seven.
All right. Then the next is the 3-6 matchup. Milwaukee versus Chicago. I think this is going to be a sweep.
Yeah, a sweep for me.
I have the Celtics in seven, by the way. I just think they play good enough defense. They might get the Time Lord back in this series. They're a very terrible matchup for Celtics. Are very terrible matchup for Brooklyn. So I just don't think the Nets would win.
Slim Reaper, Shah.
I don't like betting against KD. I just feel like the Celtics.
Jason Tatum has to drop near 60 points every single game. You think that's going to happen?
He doesn't have to. He doesn't. Why?
Bro, every game they've won, his heart goes super Saiyan.
Every game they've won. That means he's not going super Saiyan. He's going. That's his normal mood.
Who's going to be guarding Tatum?
Nobody's guarding Tatum.
Ben Simmons!
Come on, bro, I pray Simmons comes back. Simmons is a minus one.
I don't know what Ben Simmons was doing, but apparently he's blown his back out and he might not make it.
You expect Simmons to come back for his first basketball basketball
and guard Jason Tatum.
To be realistic,
want you to guard Jason Tatum playing playoff basketball in his first game back. How many
Jason Tatum is still going to go off? But the point is, we have to like. Stop everything.
I'm sorry. I just think the Celtics are going to win the seven games.
I'm excited.
The Bucks versus the Bulls.
That's a sweep.
Sweep for me. Yeah. Wayne, what about you?
Sweep.
Femi?
Bucks in five.
Neto?
Bucks in five.
Tosin?
Bucks in four, but I have something to say. I don't think Giannis is going to ever going to play a fourth quarter in that series.
I'm going to go Bucks in five just because I feel like DeMar is great enough to get them one game.
Nah.
But aside that, yeah.
But if they had Ball started, maybe.
Yeah, if they had Lonzo.
That's fair.
I don't think.
The most interesting matchup of the first round, the Toronto Raptors versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Listen, Toronto in seven games. That's what I'm going to say.
Let the Philly fan go next.
Toronto in seven. Sixers in five. We have the mad scientist as our coach, as I call him, in Nick Nurse. Joel Embiid has said he hates playing against the Toronto Raptors. I don't know what type of James Harden we're gonna get.
Yeah.
Matisse Thybulle was stupid enough to take the first dose of the vaccine and forget to take the second one. So he cannot play in Toronto. So they've lost one. Huge defender for them.
Sure.
We won three of the regular season games out of the four that we played this season.
Regular season doesn't matter.
Toronto in seven for me.
Anyway, let me say, this whole series depends on one man.
Joel Embiid.
Harden.
Oh. James Harden.
This bro comes out fake. This is his legacy on the line, to be honest here. I'm tired of defending this guy in the playoffs. This guy needs to turn up and drop. Hey, He needs to average 25. If Harden shows up, Sixers in six. If Harden doesn't show up, maybe Embiid might carry.
You're about to say, just say the six in six. Just say it.
I love this Raptors.
Toronto is six.
No. If Embiid will at least force game seven, even without Harden. But if Harden doesn't show up, I think the Raptors will win.
So my other Toronto fan, Femi, please, what do you think?
Sixers and seven.
What?
I'm dead.
Why would you turn on us like that?
Sit down.
Please, why do you think the Sixers will win in seven games?
Because Sixers and seven.
What do you mean because Sixers and seven? Because of Joel Embiid, because of James Harden, because of Doc Rivers?
No, I don't know. It's just like I don't understand how you want me to take in that you were gonna allow the math to go to seven, but you're not just take it on it.
I'm dead.
That's it. What about you? Come on, defend your man, James Harden. Legacy on the line.
If Harden goes off Sixers in five, if Harden is playing like he's playing now, Sixers in six.
This guy, fam, get out. Neto, what about you? What about you?
It depends on Harden, really. But if Harden goes off, Sixers in six.
Mm-hmm.
If Harden doesn't go off, Sixers in seven.
What are you guys talking about, bro?
That's a very valid team.
Tosi, please. Tell me.
Valid, bro.
Tosi, this is time for you to hate. Wake up, shine, and be a hater.
I'm not even hating. These are facts. Uh-huh. So, first of all, I have a problem with how you guys say it depends on the type of James Harden. Nigga, we already know who James Harden is.
Thank you.
We already know who he is.
Bro, I can't let go of the past. I can't let go.
So right now, the James Harden that's consistently played the entire year, he has been soft. He has, when his first three or four shots don't go in, he's giving up the entire game. He's passing everything. So I think that matchup depends on Tyrese Maxey. And I still have Toronto winning. If Maxey goes off in six,
you are the second voice of reason.
That's a fantasy.
You guys will eat your words. Don't worry. Just keep sleeping on my Raptors. So it's gonna be Miami versus Raptors for me, and Bucks versus Celtics for me. So I think Miami is going to win Toronto in seven games because they have Kyle Lowry and we
do. Five games.
In six games, sorry, because they have Kyle Lowry and we do.
What do you see?
I think Miami is going to win Toronto in six games because they have Kyle Lowry and we do not.
Stop mentioning Kyle Lowry like he's on superstar, please.
If we have Kyle Lowry, we have Kyle Lowry. What are you talking about? You rep James Harden in 2022.
Bro, Kyle Lowry is averaging
like Kyle Lowry in 2022, bro.
Like, bro.
And you rep Russell Westbrook in 2022, bro.
Stop that.
That's tough.
Febby, you have the Sixers versus Miami. So who do you think has our series?
Sixers in five.
Joel Embiid. Neto. Yep. Sorry, Jachi, what about you?
Sixers in six.
Sixers against the Heat?
Yeah, Sixers in six.
Tosin, Sixers versus Miami versus Toronto?
Toronto in seven.
I love this guy, fam.
These guys really
I love this guy, fam. And Neto, what about you?
Sixers in six.
Against the Miami Heat.
Against anybody.
Okay, so Nets versus Bucks. Celtics versus Bucks. I went this thing. Bucks in seven.
I'm going Bucks in Bucks. Six.
Bucks against the Nets?
No, against the Celtics in six.
Oh, you went to, Tosin, what about you? Bucks, Nets?
Nets in seven.
Wow.
What?
What about you?
Is it Ben Simmons?
Wait, what about you?
Bucks, Nets. This is crazy. Yeah. Without Kyrie, we took them seven games.
When, what about you?
It doesn't matter.
And Joe Harris couldn't hit a three. Seth Curry is going to hit threes. Patty Mills going to hit threes.
Let's come on.
Patty Mills going 0-1 and 1.
Personally, I want Nets.
We all have to dream now.
I'll go for Nets in seven.
Against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes, I want Nets.
And then, Neto, what about you?
I don't know. I'll go Bucks. Bucks and six, but I want the Celtics to win the seven.
I think it's going to be Bucks and seven against the Celtics. So that leaves an Eastern Conference final matchup of
Nets.
Sixers against the Bucks or Toronto against the Bucks or the Nets. Tosin, you have Toronto against
not
the
Toronto.
Nets.
Not Toronto.
Nets in the finals.
So Nets in how many games?
Nets in six.
UM, what about you? Sixers versus Bucks.
Sorry. Nets in seven.
Sixers versus Bucks. UM.
Sixers versus Bucks.
Mm.
Bucks.
In?
Seven.
Jachi.
Bucks in five.
Neto.
Sixers in six.
This guy is the same. Sixers in six.
Femi. Bucks versus Sixers.
Bucks and
seven. I have the Bucks versus the Miami Heat. Bucks and six. Which leaves us with our NBA finals. So Tosin, what's the NBA Finals? The Brooklyn Nets versus the Phoenix Suns. Am I right?
Yeah.
Jackie, you have the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, sir.
Neto, you have the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Phoenix Suns.
Yes, sir.
Femi, you have the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Golden State Warriors or Phoenix Suns?
Warriors.
OM, you have the Warriors versus the Nets.
Versus
Bucks.
Yeah, you have the, you said Nets and seven.
Yeah, you gotta ask me Bucks and Sixers. So I give him an answer.
So sorry, Bucks and Nets. Who do you have winning?
I have Bucks and Nets, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I said I have Nets winning.
So that means your final is the Nets versus the Warriors.
Warriors, yeah.
Okay. Tosin, Nets versus the Phoenix Suns. Who do you have?
I have Nets in a remarkable series by Kevin Durant. He's going to cement his legacy. Bruce Brown almost winning MVP.
Bruce Brown?
I'm done. I'm joking.
But I'm by that time praying to God Ben Simmons is fully back.
He's a liability.
You keep praying, but
we don't need Ben Simmons to score at all. I would love him to drop 0 points, actually.
So you have the Nets winning the Warriors. The Suns.
I have them winning in six.
Kind of like you're tripping, Sha. You are tripping.
You're tripping.
To this trophy, man.
Tachi, what about you?
Bucks in six.
Against the Suns.
No worries.
Bucks so you're having six. It? Okay. Neto.
That's a bad matchup for Bucks.
Six as in six, Abi.
Bucks in six, bro.
Six as in six. I like this guy. Six as in six. What about you?
Where is it? Six.
Oh,
so six against Giannis.
So Steph is bringing back MVP this year.
That's not
okay. Okay.
MVP. And I know can chat again, bro.
Femi, what about you? Femi, what about you?
Boxing six.
So you have Giannis. Thank you. Antetokounmpo repeating.
Yes. Finals MVP back to back.
So my finals is the Milwaukee Bucks versus Dallas Mavericks.
No way.
I'm not about to do it to Femi again.
You can't do that, bro.
Bucks in six. Giannis is the best player in the world. So
bro, Bucks in six.
He's the one man that will stop Luka's quest for the Larry OB. If not, if it was any other person, Mavs in seven. But it's Milwaukee and it's Giannis.
Let me ask you a question. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, Sixers have made the finals.
Ooh, Sixers in six.
Are you still saying the Mavs?
Sixers in six.
And you talk about being objective, my nigga.
My guys, oh, Sixers in six.
But like Luka's run is going to end in the finals.
I'm genuinely lost.
Bro,
I'm not tripping,
wait, Femi, what do you have against Luka? What do you have against Luka?
He is so over freaking rated. Relax.
Why?
What has he accomplished?
What do you mean? What has he accomplished?
What has he accomplished?
Okay, so what has
with all the numbers, accomplished? With all the numbers he has done, what has he accomplished?
Look at his team. He's in his rookie deal. Who took that rookie team to anything great?
Yes,
unless your team is good. You're not talking about the LeBrons of the world.
The thing is, I'm not crazy for saying the Mavs are making the finals because they're genuinely good enough to make the finals.
They've literally been one of the best teams in the NBA over the last 2 months.
But they're not making the NBA finals. Okay. Not over any matchup after the first round.
Nah.
I'm dead.
For the last 2 months.
So it's not that far-fetched.
Actually, you keep on talking about
the way you guys get caught up in the moment.
I don't care about the regular season. Luka Doncic is the best player on the court in majority of the matches. Only the Warriors.
He's better than Curry in the match.
Forget that. Okay, forget that. The Mavs are the better team.
Guys, Tosin. Nets.
Tosin,
Nets.
The same thing they said. Booker, they say Tatum is better than Booker. What has a better record over the past couple years?
Nets NBA champion.
Let my nigga go off, man. Let him go off.
We're not going to finish today if I let him go off.
They caught up in the moment. It's so amusing to me.
But Booker's not better than Luka. He's not better than Luka, factually.
Actually, he's not better.
Actually, he's not better than Luka.
Oh, guys, we've come to the end of part one, man. Catch us in part two where we talk about other stuff. Hopefully, Femi calms down in the second part, but we'll see you guys in the second recording.
It's a Slam Time production.